today, the government has removed, lifted the subsidies on oil and gas, and that has shot the price of oil and gas up, and people are mad in the streets. What's going on?
Well, what the government did was to announce its decision regarding the subsidies 4 hours before it took place, and that tells you that they were taking certain precautions.
I should say.
It took effect at midnight, but it was announced at 8 o'clock in the evening. That did not stop people throughout the country in several cities in the north and south of the country, and, of course, in the capital of Amman, mm-hmm. where thousands of people poured into one of the main squares to express their condemnation of the decision. And in other towns, they expressed anger. And in some demonstrations, they called for the resignation of Prime Minister Abdullah Mansour mm-hmm. and the downfall of the government. Mm-hmm. And there have been also at least two clashes with the security people. Mm-hmm. And in one incident, one of the policemen was injured. Mm. So this was really expected. This has been a very controversial issue in Jordan. Mm-hmm. It was expected, at least this government has been preparing the public for several, for at least 3 weeks. In other words, they were trying to psychologically prepare people for this decision. Mm-hmm. And the Prime Minister was interviewed for 50 minutes on Jordanian television to make the announcement official, explaining that 70% of the Jordanian people will not be affected by the price increases.
How is that possible? Because
they will be paid compensations if their income, if the family income is less than around $1,100 per month.
Well, why bother to reduce the subsidies then?
Well, the way the government looks at it, the subsidies support about more than a million non-citizens in Jordan. Foreign workers, mm-hmm. maids, and things like that, tourists, etc. And the new system will not apply to these people. In other words, they will be paying higher prices for gasoline and other petroleum products. Mm-hmm. The people with Jordanian citizens who earn more than this amount of money will be paying the prices. Mm-hmm. And there is also an angle here. Because of the increase in national debt in Jordan, the budget deficits, mm-hmm. the country is facing problems with the International Monetary Fund, with foreign donors, and this will help, according to the Prime Minister, encourage loans from foreign and local banks. It will make life easier for the government.
Well, this is what he says. How do the people feel? What do you think?
Well, the people, the common person in Jordan, really does not believe that, and I guess the demonstrations that we have heard about in the last couple of hours prove that people are not happy about it. Mm-hmm. There was an attempt by the former government to make similar increases on two products only, mm-hmm. two oil products, and demonstrations spread out through the country, and the king interfered less than 2 days later to change the decision. Hmm. But this government, is in the corner. They believe that they have to take this decision, and they worked harder than the former government by preparing people for the last 3 weeks. This is a new government that has been in office less than a month.
Right. But preparing people for all the weeks you want, suddenly just 4 hours' notice, that's got to be kind of a shock.
Yes, indeed. And I think, governments operate under certain assumptions that if you give people very short notice, they will not react. But, of course, it didn't work that way. And people poured into the streets in several towns and provinces in the north and south, mm-hmm. because they heard the prime minister make the formal announcement on the news mm-hmm. at the 8 o'clock news in the evening, and they took them probably minutes to react.
Mm.
This decision was taken very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It has been studied by the cabinet for the last 3 weeks, and frankly speaking, this government is dealing with inherited problems, accumulated problems, which were magnified by the cut of gas flow from Egypt.
Egypt, yeah.
Yes, and this really worsened the situation. The gas line in the Sinai was sabotaged 15 times since the beginning of the Arab Spring in February of last year. And this has affected Jordan tremendously by the fact that the gas, which is the least expensive means for to generate electricity in the country, has to be replaced by oil.
Mm.
And there is a fantastic difference in the cost.
Bye-bye.
And thanks so much. Bye-bye.